did your sisters, what sort, do you remember what sort of chores they gave your sisters to do?
Well, my mother worked, so they had to clean the house, make the beds. My older sister cooked, started the evening meal. If it was a holiday, you know, from school and wasn't a holiday for my mom, then they took care of lots too. But you became self-sufficient fairly early in those days. I learned to cook because I could sleep longer if I could cook my breakfast. Then I didn't have to get up, you know, before mother left for work to have breakfast. So,
where was your mama working?
My mother worked for Lovable Brassiere Company, as a lot of women in Roswell did.
Really?
Yeah, there was they were on Spring Street in Atlanta, and a lot of women from Roswell and Alpharetta worked there.
Hmm.
They had carpools. Somebody'd buy a new car and they'd haul whatever they could get in there, five or six people to work every day. They paid them for the week and that's how they paid for their car.
Hmm.
And they left early.
Really?
Yeah. But traffic, you know, wasn't bad. You could pretty well set your watch by what time they left and what time they got back. If you saw them, you knew it pretty well close what time it was.
So your mom was working in Atlanta. Did she have friends in Atlanta, or were her social contacts and her friends more still in Roswell?
Still in Roswell. This is just my supposition, but there was a sewing factory here called in the early days called it Oxbow, and it burned. It was down on Oxbow Creek, and it burned down in the early 30s and middle 30s, and they built a new one on Hill Street, which is that property is now part of the City Hall complex. And they made khaki trousers, or that's what I remember them making. And my grandmother worked there.
Oh.
And my mother worked there, but then some ladies, or a lady, or two, and I don't know who they were, got a job at Lovable, and they started telling everybody about it. So that was a better job, it paid better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where they went to work. All the ladies went to Lovable, and all the men went to Lockheed or General Motors. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my view of it. That's how, you know, and looking back, that's how it worked out. And if you think about it often today, you know, the media will crash on some celebrity who has a line of clothes that's being made in Indonesia somewhere, and it's all a negative thing because they say they're making those clothes in sweatshops and those mm-hmm. people are not making any money. Well, if those people didn't need a job, they wouldn't be there working. And I've opened the door at Lovable Brassiere Company and could see all 350 of those women in there, those sewing machines going hard as they could. They would term that a sweatshop today.
Mm-hmm.
But those women needed those jobs. And they had, you know, they worked and they were paid. They were happy with what they made. Well, I don't know if anybody's ever happy with what they made, but they were making more than they could make elsewhere. They would not have been there.
Mm-hmm. And your mom considered it a good job because she left another job to go to it, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, what'd your father do?
My father was a pipe fitter. He worked for a sprinkler company. And he was, after the war, he was on the road. Stayed on the road a good bit. Wherever the job came up,